I'm delighted to be joined on the programme this morning by an old friend of mine that I used to talk to many years ago on the radio on a regular basis, and it's great that he's still hale and hearty and working hard in Castlereagh. It's Dr. Greg Kelly. Greg, how are you keeping?
Very good, Seamus, thank God. Very good. Good health, and still working. I'm working part-time now, not working full-time, right. But I enjoy that. I can meet all my old friends and patients that I have been treating over 40 years now.
In Castlereagh, I was looking last week at an interesting piece in the Roscommon Herald whereby you were saying to people that may have been a bit hesitant about the COVID-19 vaccine or that they had turned it down to reconsider. That was something interesting that I was reading. So you're asking people to reconsider and to go and get the vaccine.
Well, I think people are foolish to pass up on the vaccine, because the choice really is the choice between the vaccine or getting the illness itself. And I tell you, there's no contest, because at least if you get the vaccine, it gives you great protection. Some of the vaccines, they say, gives about 90% protection. Mm. So it's certainly worth getting. And millions of people have been vaccinated, and the amount of side effects are minimal. And I think they'll be very foolish, because if they don't contract COVID this year, COVID isn't going to be gone away this year or next year. I think it's here probably it'll be here for a number of years. But if enough people are vaccinated, at least this year we can do something about it. We have a vaccine. Last year, all we could do was close down the country. And we saw that once we did, it got the numbers down. But once it opened up again, the numbers went up. And that's what would be happening for years if it weren't for the vaccine. Yeah. And the figures that we see now, there are very few older people actually ending up in hospital. Most of the people who are ending up in hospital now are young people and unvaccinated people. I know it doesn't guarantee you 100% cover, but it does more or less guarantee 100% protection against death and against being
serious
in the intensive care unit. I think I would strongly recommend people to get it.
Right.
And as I say, not only for their own point of view, which is very significant, but for other people as well. If this country can achieve over 90% vaccination, we'll have what they call herd immunity. So we'll have beaten the disease.
Right.
There won't be enough unvaccinated people for the disease, for the virus to survive.
And grow,
so it's in all our interest that people would take the vaccine. And I think they're foolish if they don't. There are a lot of negative publicity about it and propaganda. But there's no scientific basis for their objection to it. And I would tell people not to be fooled by what they read on Facebook or on Google or whatever on social media, because there is absolutely no substance to it. The most eminent scientists in this country and in the world are totally in favour of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky to have it, because this time last year we didn't think we'd have a vaccine within 12 months. So I think life is beginning to get back to normal. I feel that it will continue.
And tell me this, in your own practice there, are you coming across a lot of people with COVID?
No, very, very few actually. Very few people with COVID.
In comparison to, we'll say, last year?
Oh, yeah, no comparison at all. For comparison, they're occasional patients, but they're very occasional. Whereas last year, you'd have a few every day. That's not the case. That's not the case anymore. I have a feeling that we've beaten the disease about 80 or 90% now. So I think if we stick with the vaccines, and I'm sure I know it's down now to the 12 to 15-year-old, and I believe that it will go. The younger children will be vaccinated, I have no doubt, once there are enough, once there are enough tests and research done to clear it. You
know? And tell me this, Greg, are there people, do you think, neglecting other areas of their health because of the COVID or since the COVID began, 18 months ago?
Yeah, well, there was no doubt that was certainly the case last year. And maybe to a lesser extent now, because I've come across a number of patients that, for example, patients that would be would have been getting annual blood tests or X-rays. A number of them said, "Well, I put it off last year because everything was so busy and the hospitals were crowded, so we didn't have them." So there was a certain amount of it, quite an amount of it last year. But and still some, but nothing nothing like what it was. People were saying, "Well, I didn't want to go near. I didn't want to bother any doctor or hospital because I knew you were too busy with COVID." And that's unfortunate, but it probably couldn't be helped to some extent last year. But there's no reason that it should continue now because the condition is very much under control, and doctors are getting back to the stage of being able to do their routine work in as they were.
But ask you this, Greg? What about the number of people that would have come into you in the last 18 months with mental health problems? I know there's nothing really you can do for that, but the GP is the first point of contact for a lot of people, and it's where they go first before you send them on somewhere else. But have you come across a lot of people with mental health problems as a result of COVID?
Well, I haven't seen many people with serious mental health problems, but you would come across a lot of people with anxiety and fear. People were very frightened of it. And in fact, I met a lady in Castlereagh a few weeks ago in a shop, and she says, this is the first time, she says, I've been in Castlereagh, and it's only a mile actually from her house.
Imagine.
in the last 12 months, she said she was afraid to go out in case she'd meet anybody, you know. Some people were living in genuine fear. I suppose that was probably the biggest part of it.
I agree with you,
Then, of course, people were out of their routine, or, you know, their business closed down, or the shop they were working in.
Or they lost their job,
They lost their jobs over it. And, you know, every kind of, whether you're in the entertainment business or in the music business or whatever, everything was
closed down.
It was a threat to everybody's routine, and their social life was nearly
wiped out altogether. Yeah.
Wiped out altogether. You know, people couldn't go out for a meal or go out to a restaurant, or, you know, and that was, I suppose, it was a penance for people. But then I suppose it was a price that we had to pay, you know. It was drastic measures are required for a drastic situation, you know. So, and people did it with a great will, you know. There was great cooperation and goodwill about it, and people were very anxious to do the right thing. Now, there's some people, of course, there's a small percentage of people that will object everything.
And will be
against everything, you know. So it's very hard to deal with those, except to appeal to them to do the right thing and do what is sensible, you know. And you know, if they listen to the experts in viral studies and the different professors in different laboratories, you know, they're not out to do anybody any harm. They're out to solve and address the problems that are there, you know. So, like I certainly say, if you haven't had your vaccine, well, go ahead and have it. I know I was very happy to get it when I got it myself.
And so was I.
I didn't care what vaccine I got. I was happy to take the first vaccine that came the way, because at least then I felt I had protection, you know, and that was increasing my chances of survival if I got it. So
that's good. Yeah. So that's it, Greg. Look, it's great to talk to you. Continued success to you, and you're doing great work, and you're there part of the furniture in Castlereagh for many years. So it's lovely to talk to you on the programme, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Yeah, well, thank you, Seamus, and congratulations and good luck in your new position. And as I say, Common FM are lucky to have a man with your experience and your knowledge. And I think you're a great boost to the community yourself, Seamus, and will be for the local radio and for the people of Roscommon and surrounding areas.
The cheque is in the post for that, Greg.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, good.
Thanks a million, and lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, okay, Seamus, bye-bye now.